Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Paul Hamilton.
Oh, Cervantes and Hamilton going to each other and the whiskey. Why'd they do it?
We have to fight.
With Mike Schopen, the Bulldog.
Knocheck was just totaled by an Iowa State player against the board.
I think it was by Hamilton.
On WGR.
Really a pretty unnecessary hit by Hamilton. Hamilton is still awfully mad. He's being held back.
Number 17, Paul Hamilton. 2 minutes for charging, 5 minutes for fighting.
Sports Radio 550.
Paul just on a tirade that day. As you know, a Paul tirade, you'll feel it. You will feel it. Paul Hamilton, I don't know what that means. Paul Hamilton on the Western Hotline, the Sabres and Ducks tonight in Anaheim, 9 o'clock. Will the Ducks be in orange? Is that the deal now?
They will be in orange. And there's no such thing as an unnecessary hit. Like the commentator said there, you know.
Yeah, make that your bio.
You're sending a message, Paul.
Sure.
Right.
No such thing.
And yes, the Ducks will be in orange.
And you said you like that. Or did you both say that?
I like the orange helmets even. Yeah, I like the look of that. What I've seen there, yeah.
It's
I don't know that I
shade of orange. It's a and it's grown on me.
Yeah.
In the beginning, I'm like, you're kidding, right? And then it's grown on me. I think I can say I like it.
I think orange is my favorite color.
When will you know? All right, well.
Well, I got time.
Wow.
I'm only 59 years old. I still got
time. Could change.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's not something I think about a lot, but it came to mind.
So, Paul, no Tage Thompson again tonight. Were you expecting that?
You didn't. You just don't know. You don't know how he feels, especially since I'm not there, you know, talking to him myself. And the way Lindy put it the last game a couple of nights ago, it's like, well, if he doesn't play Friday, he'll probably play Saturday. And don't forget, this is a night game going into an early evening or late afternoon game, however you want to approach it. It'll be 5 o'clock Pacific time when the game starts. So maybe, you know, if it was a question of one or the other, maybe they decided let's give him one more day and we'll play him in the second game. But I don't know if that's the question.
Right.
You know, I don't know how he's feeling with it. I do know after he had his first hard practice on Monday, he did say he could feel it. But the thing that he was encouraged by is before he talked to us, he took some treatment and it went well. And he said it felt pretty good after the treatment. So he was, you know, encouraged by that, you know, after he had worked out. But here we are on Friday and he's still not ready for the game.
Right. It'll be 2 weeks on Monday, if I have it right, since he left that Montreal game, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he's missed three games. They're 2-1.
Yeah. I mean,
they're not scoring a lot of goals with him there, but they have found ways to win two out of the three games. So, you know, that's, you know, at least a good sign that they've been able to in a short term. I don't think he's the injury that they could handle long term. I just right. don't think they can right. keep up with the way he was scoring goals. They just don't have anybody else that could come in and do even half of what he was doing. So short term, yeah, you can figure it out. But, you know, long term, I think there are some guys you can't afford to lose, and I think he would be right on the top of the list, including Dahlin right now, the way he's playing.
Paul, yesterday we talked about the Sabres win in L.A. and just how, you know, sturdy they were, I guess, you know, defensively as the game was playing out, all the penalty kills. And later, Bulldog and I talked about that, I think, and it's like a Lindy effect. Like, do you think, I wouldn't want to give him all the credit, but would you attribute, if it's not also sort of an anomaly from what you're seeing this season, how they're playing to what this coach is trying to get through to them?
Absolutely. I called it a gutty game. They didn't – I don't think they minded. I don't think they were sitting at the end of two periods saying, oh, geez, I can't believe this is 0-0. In the past, I think they would have got a little edgy, and then they would have tried to do goofy stuff, mm-hmm. and then they would start turning the puck over. Here, I think they knew what they were in for with Los Angeles, and they got away with the second period killing basically four penalties. One started in the first period, but most of the penalty was in the second period. And they only had three shots in the second period. And they're sitting there going, you know what? After 40 minutes, it's 0-0. We're fine. We'll take that against this team. And let's just be steady. We've got a power play to open the third period. They scored on it, and that was the only goal of the game. And I thought, even at the end, we talked about this yesterday, where, you know, guys were stuck on the ice between 3.5 minutes and two and a half minutes. They still pretty much kept the Kings out of the middle. The Kings had two really good chances. They couldn't score on either one of them. And other than that, Buffalo, this is the Lindy Ruff effect. They kept the Kings out of the middle. That used to drive me insane, watching wide-open guys in the middle all the time scoring goals against the Sabres. It's like, can you guys not see that there are guys standing in the slot by themselves? What is wrong with you guys? But, you know, they were in this one-on-one defensive, whatever they wanted to call it. And so Lindy Ruff, I think, has really improved that. Plus, you know, when those guys, they were desperate. There were four block shots in that sequence where they couldn't get the puck out, but they blocked four shots. They were desperate in what they did. That, too, was the Lindy Ruff effect, as is the type of goal that Zucker scored in front of the net, tipping the puck. He's not the only one standing there. There are other guys there, too. Benson, Greenway, Thompson when he's on the ice, Tuck, McLeod. There are a bunch of guys. Mallenstein, that whole line. There are a bunch of guys now that are around the net. That also is different.
Yeah, we were talking already earlier today, Paul, about, you know, like, I don't think they're wildly different. You know, certainly their personnel, the bottom six is very different. So there's a different look to the team. But the thing that might have me feeling, you know, if I can get to an optimistic place about them, you know, as they're hovering here around 500, is that it's still pretty early in the season. Like, we're just about to the quarter mark here. And like that impact from Ruff, like the things that they're doing well, I feel like are things that he would have emphasized.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Guys that they had not been real good at over the past few years, just attention to detail, buttoned up in your own end, right? Not panicking. You're stuck on the ice for 3 minutes like you're describing at the end of this Kings game. And I feel like those little things, I feel like, can add up if they can do them more consistently. And I think there are some signs that they are. I mean, they're still not perfect. They certainly could use another score with Quinn just disappearing off the face of the earth and Cousins' continued struggles to produce points. But I feel like if some of that comes around, I don't know, man. I think they're different and better than they've been, I think, I feel like.
You brought up Quinn, and I agree with what you just said, by the way. But you brought up Quinn, and I wonder if he's playing tonight. I mean, you look at his ice time in the last two games, it's as little ice time as he's had all year in two games. Again, he has not scored on a goaltender all year. They've got a guy sitting here who's in the former number one pick, who's only played seven NHL games. If I were the coach, Quinn would not be playing tonight. You're at the one quarter mark here. You can't wait any longer for him to play out of it. I just think you've given him plenty of time, plenty of chances. You got the kid here. Let's find out what he can do. Whether Lindy does that, I don't know. But he only played like 10 minutes the other day. His ice time just keeps going down and down. So I just kind of wonder if maybe he might be scratched. That's the only thing I'm thinking. There's no indication other than me thinking that and going by his ice time of that might happen. But I just don't see any point in keeping him in the lineup or letting him try to play out of something.
They've got Roseanne is here, right? If they need to plug him in so they can do that. I was saying earlier, Paul, we were talking about Quinn as well because, we talked about him earlier this week too, like you're alluding to. I'm ready once they're all back, whenever Thompson gets back and they've got their full complement of guys, providing something else doesn't happen or whatever, but they got their healthy lineup, I'm ready to try Kulik over there with Cousins and Benson or something, just because Quinn, I just think he's out of runway here.
Yeah, and maybe this center thing will work out. I think he'll get another chance to play center in this game, and maybe because that's his natural position, that's where he's most comfortable. Even in Rochester, he started off on wing, did well. But once he got to center, he did better. And so he's had a game now, and he'll get another game, I believe, playing at center. And he might just get more comfortable at it. Who knows? I mean, he just might wind up staying there if he really looks good in the center position. We'll have to wait and see with that. And this all, too, depends on Lukanen. And Lukanen is, you know, you look at him, he's won 4 in a row. He's won 7 out of his last 9 starts. And as I said, if you take out the Montreal game where he shouldn't have played because he was injured before the game even started and only played 2 periods, you know, he's stopped 130 of his last 136 shots. I mean, he has just been dead on. And you're not going to go – you're not going to win 5 out of 7 games if you're not getting goaltending. I mean, and, you know, people say, well, when are the Sabres going on a run? Well, guess what? They're on a run. They're 5-2. That's a run. And, they're, you know, they picked up 10 of their last 14 points. And that's the only reason they're in a spot now that if they win tonight's game, they're back in a playoff spot. Otherwise, they'd be sitting around last place hanging around with the Montreal Canadiens if they were 2-5 and doing the same thing we talk about at Thanksgiving every year. Well, they're 6 to 8 points out, but they got to leapfrog 6 teams to get over. Right. And Brayton looked it up while we were on the air earlier, and 77% of the teams since 2005 and 2006, 77% of the teams that are in playoff spots at Thanksgiving make the playoffs. It matters.
No doubt. Sounds like Lukanen tonight, and then you'd give him, as you've been talking this week anyway, some chance at also playing tomorrow?
Yeah, I don't know for sure if Lukanen's playing tonight, but I would guess he would. They had the day off in between. That's how I would do it. I would have it like, let's see, if he has a fairly easy game and only faces 20 shots, I think I'd run him out there against San Jose too. He got some rest without playing those games. And, you know, if he faces 35 shots or something like that, well, no. Then I probably don't run him out, especially if it's a night game going into an early evening or late afternoon game, whichever you want to call it.
Yeah.
But if it's a 20-shot game and it's a fairly easy game, I think I would run him out there again.
Yeah, I disagree there. I think the 3 hours is a big deal. You know, and not to mention, I mean, they got to travel back, and then they go Wednesday, Friday, Saturday when they get back. So it's not like they got like a lot of time off here or something, right? I mean, they're gonna be
Saturday
pretty busy.
To Wednesday.
Sure. Okay. Yeah.
That is kind of part of my thinking too.
Yeah.
Is you got Saturday to Wednesday for time off, and what you're saying is true, and. You being a father of a goaltender, I've never been the father of a goaltender. you might have a little bit better idea what that grind would be like on a goaltender than I would. As Lindy says, he goes, I don't sit here and try to coach the goaltenders or tell you much about them. He goes, I go to Mike Bales.
Right.
And I'm not going to sit here, as I said, I think you know a little bit more about goaltending than I do.
Oh, I mean, I appreciate that, but it doesn't really inform any of this. I'm just taking my cues from the way the league has been doing it for many, many years now, and back-to-backs rarely happen anymore at all, let alone with not even 24 hours between, like, the face-offs. So it would really surprise me. Plus, they're going to have to, with what I just mentioned, right, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, they're going to have to find out if Reimer can do it or not anyways. So
yeah, and I told you that's what I would do. That doesn't necessarily mean that's what Mike Bales would do.
Right. Yeah, gotcha. Paul, thank you. Hope you got your rest.
I did, you know, but it's time to watch more hockey today and tomorrow. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, busy week, Paul. We've enjoyed having you on so many times. So.
Yes, I've enjoyed being on.
All right, have a good night tonight with Brian. Paul's appearance with us here on WGR, brought to you by Equitable Advisors. Planning for your future is about more than just money. Let Equitable be your guide. And by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this.
Picks at 6. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Football Friday on WGR.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
If you enjoy deep dives into solved and unsolved murder cases, then Murder True Crime Stories is the podcast for you. Find Murder True Crime Stories on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.